And let's go over here to Jane, who's calling us from Monroe. Is Jane there?
Carl?
Oh, hi, Jane. Thank you for calling.
In about 2009, I had an MRI for herniated discs, and they found that I had a cyst, one or two cysts on one of my kidneys. Then I had another MRI for basically a follow-up on the same reason, and that was in about a year and a half ago, and both my kidneys had numerous cysts, so many they didn't even bother to count them. So now they say that these are benign. My doctor says, oh, don't worry about it. It's all normal. But something's happened between 2009 and now that's progressing with these cysts, you know, occurring on my kidneys. And I'm wondering if there's anything that I can do to stop the progression.
Right. Well, I have not seen any research about anything that would stop the progression. I wish I had. And chances are, if there was something out there that did it, even your regular kidney doctor would know about that. However, I can tell you about something that is clinical. And what clinical means is, well, it happened in someone's medical practice, but does not have extensive research on it, for what it's worth. There is a piece of equipment called that puts out high-output magnetic energy. It's about the same danger as one might have from an MRI machine. You know, MRI scans, which people get very frequently. It's the same magnetic energy. However, this is an output, an MRI scan. They have to put some dye in you, and that part is dangerous, or at least it has some potential side effects. And then the magnetic energy is applied to make a picture. Well, in this one, it's just simply the magnetic energy being applied. All right, there are currently three places in these United States that have such a machine. One is in Toledo, Ohio, one is in Tucson, Arizona, and one is here in Tukwila, Washington, at the Tama Clinic. There were, before the Obamacare came on, six of those outfits. One in North Carolina, one in Michigan, and I forgot where the other one was. But those three fairly quite rapidly shut down because they couldn't put up with the Obamacare. So now there's three.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, one of the doctors told me, before he shut his place down, that one of the things he had had success with is people with kidney cysts. And I agree with you. If you just had one or two of them, I wouldn't be too terribly worried. But if they are progressing themselves to many, yes, I might be a little worried, too. What happens if my whole kidney turns into a cyst, into multiple cysts, excuse me? Nobody can tell me whether it will or won't. And he had had that person have the magnetic energy applied, and, oh, my goodness, some of the cysts disappeared, and the ones that didn't got smaller. So that's just one thought, but it is only a case that this doctor told me about. I cannot tell you that there is research on it. I can tell you, you can look this up on the website. It's all the W's and AMRI-WA.com. And they'll tell you about all the different things that, about the machine. Basically, one has to lie between the magnet heads as one would in an MRI, but there's no tube and no clanking if you've ever been in one of those things.
I have.
Yeah. No tube, no clanking, and it's in a fairly good-sized room, so it's not a claustrophobic inducer for most people. One has to lie there for a total of usually 100 to 150 hours, but no, it's broken up with 8 hours a day or 9 hours a day or something like that. Now, the only other thing that comes to mind is Dr. Nihon's cell rejuvenation therapy. This is from Dr. Paul Nihon's in Switzerland, who found a very, very simple principle starting back in the 20s and 30s, and it's still available in one form today. And what that was is, well, gee, if you've got a sick heart, give the person injections of fetal animal heart cells. I am not kidding, ma'am. If you haven't heard about this, yes, it has been around for that long. And Dr. Nihon's practice, he saw, documented now, three popes. He saw about half the British royal family, and a whole lot of people from Hollywood went there because his therapy was so successful. It was simply organ-specific, and the theory is, one, for sure it's known, this isn't a theory, that fetal animal cells are not antigenic. As soon as that animal or human is born, you try to transfer those cells to a person, and they might be an antigen, and the person might have problems, but not the fetal cells. Secondly, the fetal cells contain all the growth and repair and energy and so forth, contents that the cells of that same organ need. And so I've seen some people, I've worked with over 24 women with weak adrenal glands, very weak adrenal glands, and we give them Dr. Nihan's adrenal cell rejuvenation therapy with the contents of adrenal cells, and that's been the biggest help to getting their adrenal gland function back online. So now I'm going to have to say it again. This is not double-blind controlled research. So is there any hazard in it? That's always very important. There's never been a reported adverse effect from the magnetic energy machines. And so far, there's been no reported bad effects from the fetal animal cell stuff either. The only drawback, ma'am, it isn't cheap. That's the problem. Of course, it's not $1,000 a shot like some of the patent medicines are, but still, it's not inexpensive. But those are the only two things, and it's based strictly on a doctor telling me about his clinical experience and then my clinical experience with the cell rejuvenation therapy. It is not double-blind, placebo-controlled, or anything like that.
I see. And I had a doctor, physiologist, tell me that it probably isn't harmful what's going on with me unless I had kidney disease. And then she said that if I had kidney disease and I had this condition, I would go really fast. In other words, die soon. Have you heard anything like that?
Well, because I agree with that opinion. I have not heard anything like that, but I would have to agree with that opinion because if the kidneys are weak anyway, and we don't know why, but they're making more and more cysts, they're not going to be able to resist that, ma'am. And not only that, but if there's more and more cysts appearing in the kidneys, then the normal functions that kidneys are supposed to do are somewhat impaired. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm sorry, I do agree with that opinion. If the cysts, as you tell me, first showed up a little bit, and then a few years later, it's a bunch more, and you don't know if in a few more years it's going to be a bunch more than that. You really don't.
Yeah. And you don't know of any cause for it.
No.
My doctor said that she thought that just the kidneys were just weak, and that's, you know, and that was something that I just inherited or whatever. It's just me. And I don't know how to, I mean, I guess there's nothing I can do to really strengthen them.
There is, ma'am. This is where Dr. Nihan's stuff comes in.
Yeah, except for what you've said.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that strengthens the target organs. In fact, some German researchers who were very meticulous at finding out where things went, they took some fetal dog cells and they radioactively labeled them, and then they injected them into adult dogs. And they followed the radioactivity to see where it went. And what they found was that 75%, roughly 74, 73, 76, something like that, percent of the radioactivity ended in the target organ. In other words, if it came from a fetal dog heart, 75% of it ended in the adult dog heart. And yes, it does improve the function of that organ. That's why Dr. Nihan's attracted so many patients over the years.
Okay, and he's in Switzerland, though.
Oh, no, he's not with us anymore, but we can get the material shipped into these United States. It is still shippable. We can't do the original version, which was to use the entire animal cell. We have to use the contents of the cell, but we can still get it shipped here.
I see. Okay, and that's at your clinic?
Yes, we do it at our clinic, and there's actually a book... Now, I don't have that book right here, ma'am, but if you continue to listen to the program, during a break, I'll go find the book, and I can probably read you the title so you can look it up online. You can find it in the used book search engine and read all about it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Wright. I really appreciate the information.
You're welcome. And actually, we've got a break right now, so I'll see if I can find that book and come back to you after the break. That book title for the last caller. My goodness, I shouldn't say last caller. I should say Jane. Okay, first, the best place to look is a used book search engine. It's called Used Book Search. How do you like that? Used Book Search. All the W's in front of it. Used Book Search. But after that, it's .co, not .com. .co.uk. So, all the W's and usedbooksearch.co.uk. Then you put in the name of the author, which happens to be Peter Stefan. Now, I said Stefan on purpose because it's not Stephen. It's S-T-E-P-H-A-N, Stephan, Peter Stephan. And then you enter. And, of course, you're at the used book search engine right now. You enter the title, which is not one I would have picked, but it's what it says. It says The Secret of Eternal Youth. Now, me, I would have said The Secret of Extending Youth, because we're all going to die someday. Come on. It isn't The Secret of Eternal Youth. It's The Secret of Extending Youth. But The Secret of Eternal Youth is the title by Peter Stefan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. And then the subtitle, which you don't need to enter, but it's a lot more realistic, it says Rejuvenation Through Dr. Nihon's Cell Therapy. Rejuvenation Through Dr. Nihon's Cell Therapy. That's more realistic. But again, usedbooksearch.co.uk, Peter S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and The Secret of Eternal Youth. And then you click, and up comes, let's see, this Abe Books has got it for $48, Amazon's got it for $44, eBay's got it for $18. And A. Libris has it for 99 cents. I don't believe that. Sometimes it's a mistake. But anyway, you'll be able to find the book at one of those search, at one of those sites. And the used book search searches all of the used books in the English language. I'm not kidding. So I hope that's helpful to you, ma'am. And good luck. Good luck. Sorry to hear that. There's very, very little research on that I know about that tells us the causes or the cures.